Sorry about that. Got the touchy fingers on tonight. So at this time, we are going to have our opening prayer by our dear sister, Elizabeth Francis.
Good night, sisters. Thank you so much, Sister Katrina, for hosting. Let us go to God in prayer. Most righteous and heavenly Father, as I come before you tonight, Lord, I just want to give you thanks for this opportunity to come before your presence again. Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for your mercies, and I thank you so much for your grace. Thank you so much, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who you sent to die on Calvary for our own sins. And thank you so much for the opportunity that we can be able to come to you whenever we feel like we want to talk to you, God, without after having going through some priest or something of the sort, Lord. Father, I just want to thank you so much for this program that we have tonight. Thank you for every single participant. Thank you so much for our speaker, Sister Vivine. I pray, dear Lord, that she'll do a great job and she'll remember the things that she studied to teach us. But, Lord, I just want to ask, Lord, for your forgiveness of all my sins, knowingly and unknowingly, that nothing will hinder this prayer tonight. Father, I pray that you'll prick our hearts, but through your words, that as some of you speak your words, that our heart will be pricked, and that we, Lord, will not be the same as we are tonight on this land, but that we will leave with at least one something, Lord, that we can change in our life to be better Christians for you and to be our sisters' keepers. Father, continue to be with those who are sick, those who are suffering from COVID or other illness. I pray, dear Lord, that you cover them, touch them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. Be with the homeless, be with those who need shelters, those who are going through financial crisis. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that you be with those who are mourning the loss of a loved one. I pray, dear Lord, that you continue to help us, Lord, to be strong. Help us to be courageous and help us, Lord, to always tap into the power of your Holy Spirit to keep us going and not depend on our own flesh. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you just continue to bless us and continue to keep us and build the program tonight, that everything, God, that is done and said here will be to your honor and glory. Father, I love you so much. Thank you so much, God, for Jesus. And it's Jesus' Son's precious and wonderful name that I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Elizabeth, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now at this time, we're going to have our scripture reading from our dear sister, Diane DeGraffenried.
Good evening, sisters. I will be reading scripture from the New King James Version, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of all of his holy and divine words. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Diane, for boldly reading God's words on tonight. Now we're going to have a song praise by our dear songbird, Sister Cynthia Watson.
Hello, sisters. Good night. Good to hear, Sister Katrina. Since a star did for the kingdom, since my life he controls, since I gazed longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Every need is supplying, plenty of grace he bestows. Every day my way gets brighter, and the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Oh, the longer I serve the Lord, the sweeter he grows. And the more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Amen.
Amen. What a beautiful song. Wow. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Thank you so much, Sister Cynthia, for allowing God to use your voice on tonight. Now at this time, we're going to have our introduction of the speaker, and that is going to be done by our dear sister, Marie Murray.
Good evening, my beautiful sisters. Thank you, Sister Katrina, for hosting. It is definitely a blessing to be hearing you on this evening. This evening, the pleasure and honor is mine to introduce our speaker for tonight. Our speaker is no other than Vivian Elaine Saunders Mills. Sister Vivian is a native of the island of Jamaica. She studied in the field of accounting and business management and is an accountant by profession. She has worked both in the private and public sector for over 40 years. Presently works as a senior auditor with an international firm of childhood.
Sister Marie, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but you're breaking up, sis. Barely. Are you still there, Sister Marie?
Sister Katrina, can you hear me?
I hear you now, sis.
Okay, sorry about it. I'm not sure why. Let me try to go ahead and go quickly before the problem recurs. My apologies, sisters. Okay, so Sister Vivian Mills is a native of the island of Jamaica. She studied in the field of accounting and business management and is an accountant by profession. She has worked both in the private and public sector in Jamaica for over 40 years. She presently works as a senior auditor with an international firm of chartered accountants. Sister Vivian became a member of the Church of Christ in August of 1992 and has been a member of the Patrick Gardens Church of Christ for all of 29 years. She has served as president and vice president for the ladies' Bible class, as well as committee member for the youth group. She is also a member of the committee for the ladies' annual retreat, which has hosted over 200 ladies each and every year. Sister Vivian joined the Lady Prayer Warriors in 2013 and serves as one of the administrators of the group. She's also the team leader for the Welcome Team. She has participated in all of the 100 Days of Prayer events, as well as our 24-hour prayerathon. Sister Vivian has a passion for the Word of God and the work of the church, and so she decided to do further studies in theology and received a diploma in biblical studies and personal evangelism from the Jamaica School of Preaching. Her favorite Bible verses are Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, which reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path." Another one is Philippians 4, verse 13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And another one is Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." Her philosophy is, "I am a happy woman, no time for downtime. Life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it." She lives her life to enjoy each and everyone around her. When pain, betrayal, judgment, or adversity comes, she will live out that too. She faces life straight up, knowing that this too shall pass. Every moment, she is committed in each and every moment. She shares her hopes and dreams with her husband and friend, Donovan Mills, of 21 years, and they are parents, guardians to her nephew, Daniel. She sees her greatest accomplishment as being a child of God and being able to tell others about Christ. Her hobbies include cooking, traveling, gardening, and making floral arrangements. Her desire is to never miss an opportunity to tell someone about Christ, Christianity, and the church. And she hopes it is the same for all her sisters in Christ, and that we will always and forever be our sister's keeper. Sisters, I introduce to some and present to others Sister Vivian Mills.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good night, my beautiful sisters. Tonight, I'm giving thanks to God, as always, for his love and mercy towards us. All praise and honor to God who have kept us to be here another Friday night. Thanks to everyone who have called in, and special welcome to our first-time callers. Please know that you are our honored guest, and we are delighted to have you join us. I must also take this opportunity to thank my fellow admins for allowing me the opportunity to speak tonight. And a special thanks to our most gracious host, Sister Katrina Stafford. Want to welcome her back. It's just a pleasure to hear her voice on the call again. And I just want to thank her for hosting tonight. And thanks to all our participants. Sister Elizabeth Francis for that beautiful opening prayer. Sister Diane DeGraffin Reed for reading God's scripture so eloquently. Sister Cynthia Watson for that beautiful song, "The Longer I Serve Him." Sister Marie Murray for that beautiful introduction. And last but not least, Sister Deborah Green, that will come to do our closing prayer. Tonight, my sisters, I trust that as I bring to you a lesson, that something will be said to encourage us along our spiritual journey as we seek for a new beginning. Our Bible series for the month of January is entitled The Theme, A New Beginning. We have had Sister Dorothy who started off with a bang, and then we had Sister Natissa last week continue the flow. And so tonight, my subtopic will be refueling our spiritual tank. So our theme is A New Beginning, and my subtopic will be refueling our spiritual tank. My sisters, tonight we will explore 3 points, just three. Number one, the journey. Two, refueling your spiritual tank. And number three, one tank won't do. Sisters, when we got baptized and we began our spiritual journey, it was new. We were called new creation, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And Ephesians 4:24 tells us that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. When we became Christians, we began a new life. We became new people. We were given a new song because we are now part of a new creation. Our lives as Christians is now a life of faith in God through Jesus Christ, a life which is now built on faith in Christ. It's a faith that will lead us to eternity. Faith in Christ, a faith that will lead us to truths about life, God, and its nature. Faith in Christ, a faith that will give us a life of abundance and a life that spans to eternity. Faith in Christ to live and endure like Jesus Christ, believing that Jesus is always in charge of everything concerning us. Faith in Christ, my sisters, will help us to believe that he will perfect every decision we make and sanctify everything pertaining to us. You see, sisters, when we became a child of God, we automatically began our journey down faith's road. Faith in Christ must always have us depending on his word, recognizing at all times that our challenges and problems in this life won't disappear, but rather we're given the power and strength to live through our problems, to surmount every obstacle and come out victorious. And you may ask, how do I do this? And the answer is to let Jesus lead at all times on this spiritual journey. Psalms 25 verse 5 tells us, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all day. My sisters, when we live by faith, we're able to share in his glory, his victory over death, and partaking of his life of abundance, which spans into eternity. We must arrange our minds for new beginnings. My sisters, every new journey can bring some level of fear. 2022 is such a year that we don't know what to expect each passing day, but we must arrange our minds that whatever comes, we will face it fearlessly. Deuteronomy 3:16 comes to mind. The Lord your God will never leave you. The Lord your God will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. Israel was afraid as they camped on the eastern side of the Jordan River. They were in eyesight of the promised land. They faced strange giants, hostile tribes that ruled Canaan, and even bad news. Moses was their leader, and he told them he will not enter into the new land with them, leaving them in an emotional state of desperation. They had no leadership, and they failed to seek God for strength and courage. My sisters, some of us, if not all of us, may face similar situations in our lives. We face the death of loved ones, divorces, children gone off to college, loved ones imprisoned, financial burdens, loss of jobs, maybe eviction from our homes, more work, less pay, recessions, but no money, and a pandemic out of control. But remember, my sisters, it is the journey, not the destination. Let us see God's strength and courage during these difficult times. When we arrange our minds to face a new beginning, it is a chance we take. A choice to face fear head on. A choice to choose happiness over sadness. And as I speak about arranging our minds, I remember a story that I read some years ago about a 92-year-old woman who was legally blind. But in spite of her limitations, she would always dress up her hair well done and her makeup tastefully applied each day. She would meet the new day with eagerness. After her husband of 70 years died, it became necessary for her to go to a nursing home where she could receive proper care. When she arrived at the nursing home and she was on her way to her room, the staff member described her room to her and told her about the new curtains that had been hung at the windows. And the lady said, "I love it." The attendant said to her, "But Mrs. Jones, you haven't seen your room yet." But Mrs. Jones said, "Happiness is something you choose. Whether I like my room or not, it doesn't depend on how it is arranged. It is how I arrange my mind." So my sisters, our life and our new beginnings, whatever is going to face us, it is how we arrange our mind. It is a choice we make whether we are going to be desolate or we are going to be happy in this life. Philippians 4 verse 4 implores us to rejoice in the Lord. We must on this Christian journey remind ourselves at all times of all that Jesus has given to us and be thankful. Remember, he promised never to leave us nor forsake us on our journey. My sisters, our spiritual life is a journey. It is a race we have to run and a victory to be won. In the newness of our lives, Hebrews 12 verse 1 reminds us, therefore, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version, Hebrews 12 verse 1, therefore, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness. Stripping off every unnecessary weight and sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. Let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us. Verse 2 says, looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. The first incentive for our belief and the one who brings our faith to maturity, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. Just consider and meditate on him who endured from sinners such bitter hostility against himself. Consider it all in compassion with your trials, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. My sisters, I've just read to you Hebrews 12, 1 to 3 from the Amplified Version. And it says to us, we should consider it all in comparison with our trials. Consider what Jesus went through compared to our trials, so that we will not grow weary and lose heart. My sisters, during these 100 days of prayer that we are on this journey, we must be able to stand our ground. We must forever, despite the difficulties that will face us, we must have that firmness of purpose, that staying power, that resolve, that determination. Like Esther, we must say, if I perish, I perish, but I must journey on. And this leads me to my next point, refueling your spiritual tank. My sisters, in order for us to reach our destination, we must keep a full tank of spiritual gas. We must keep refueling our spiritual lives, and Sundays alone won't do it. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that we may obtain. There is no doubt that faith and conviction, trust in God and focus on the task at hand will keep us to persevere in our spiritual journey. Our trust and focus on spiritual things are what makes us strong Christians. Never giving up, but making the determination to remain faithful to the end, comes what may. In that case, we can't afford to be a one-day Christian who attends church only on a Sunday and that's it till Sunday comes around again. We have 24 hours, all of us, in any given day. That is
86,400 seconds. Think about it. How much of that time do we spend daily in the Word of God or pointing someone to Christ? Some of us have a 40-hour work week, which we spend 8 hours at work daily for 5 days. And on Sundays, we may spend 2 to 3 hours in worship. If we go to Wednesday night Bible study, that may be another hour and a half. So we spend roughly 4.5 to 5 hours dedicated to God every week. Is that enough? Do we believe that it is pleasing to Almighty God? Is he satisfied with our time given to him? Do we really believe that we can win a spiritual warfare serving God on little or no refueling of our spiritual lives? My sisters, let us in this new beginning refill our spiritual lives. God demands our time. We must not seek to shortchange him. When we serve God, don't serve him conveniently. If we do, we are already in trouble with him. 2 Timothy 2 verse 12 says, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. In this new beginning, let us examine ourselves to see if we are in a right relationship with God. Let us seek to understand the will of God for our lives. When we come before the Lord our God, whether in worship, Bible study, prayers, let us come with prepared hearts to worship him in spirit and in truth, and to refill our spiritual tanks. Let us look at our brother Paul's journey. Paul's tank was always full. When God called Paul, he was then Saul, on his way to Damascus to persecute the Christians. But God blinded him so as to stop him from his evil work against him. When God told Ananias to go and give him back his sight, Ananias was shocked and said, God, I know the man. He is the same one who are persecuting and killing us Christians. But God said to Ananias, I know the man. I have chosen him to be an instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and all people. I will show him how much he must suffer for my sake. Acts 9, verse 15. My sister, sometimes we undergo some trials, some troubles, some challenges, and we call it sufferings. But we must go through some sufferings, like Christ, like Paul, like our brother Paul. God gave Saul a new beginning when he opened back his eyes. My sisters, like our brother Paul, we are God's chosen, and we must suffer for the cause of Christ. But in all of that, God will give us new beginnings. After Paul regained his sight and was converted to Christianity, his conviction and focus had a new direction. His faith in God and his zeal for Christ grew daily. He preached Christ. He taught and convicted others. He was wrapped up. He was tied up and tangled up in God. My sisters, what are your entanglements daily? What are you tangled up in? Or wrapped up and tangled up? Are all of us in God? What is it that would cause us not to study God's word on a daily basis? Paul kept refueling daily. Daily he preached God's word. He did so everywhere. He did it in Galatia. He did it in Jerusalem. He did it in Antioch. He did it in Rome. He did it in Philippi. He did it in Corinth and also in Ephesus. And during these times, he was beaten 5 times. He was stoned and left for dead. He suffered shipwreck. He was robbed, but he kept refueling. He was taken before the chief priest. In Damascus, the Jews plotted to kill him. He was persecuted and went to prison, but in prison, he kept refueling. He did it all for the cause of Christ, Christianity, and the church. My sisters, what are we doing? Paul suffered sincerely for the gospel, but he kept refueling. He never gave up. Instead, he said in 1 Corinthians 5:16-18, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, even in death of our loved ones. Let us give thanks. Sisters, we have no power over death and the grave. That is God's prerogative. We can only cry the tears and wipe them dry and keep refueling. When Paul looked back at his own struggles in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, he told us, he said, we do not lose heart. Though our outward self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an external weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we lack nothing in the things that are unseen. We lack nothing, sisters, in the things that are unseen. So these spiritual challenges and struggles that we're going through, there is a new beginning. Paul compared the weight of his sufferings to the weight of eternal glory, and his suffering paled into insignificance. That is why in 2 Timothy 4:7-8, Paul could say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who loved his appearance. And he's speaking about all of us. Sisters, we must fight the good fight. We must run this race and win. We are not in it to lose. We must build our faith. We must feed our faith. If we don't feed our faith, we will become spiritually malnourished and die spiritually malnourished. And that leads me to my third and final point. One tank won't do. My sisters, if we want to refuel our spiritual lives, then certainly one tank won't do. We want to stay spiritually nourished. If we want to stay spiritually nourished, we must have more than one tank of spiritual food. One tank won't do. Firstly, we have to study God's word. If we want to make it to glory land, we must refuel daily. My sisters, let our daily resolution be to honor God. In this new beginning, this new 2022, let our daily resolution be to honor God, to drink daily from his word, to live distinctly as God's people, to be God's messengers. And being God's messengers, we have to live a life to suit our true and living God. If we fail to honor God, our blessings will not be multiplied. We will only damage our personal testimony and strain our relationship with Almighty God. Remember, we serve a God who honors commitment. He never quits. Choose not to quit on your spiritual lives, but keep refueling when the going gets tough. And it will stick out. Check the gas tank every day. Refuel and start rolling again. Especially during these 100 days of prayer journey, my sisters. Protect your promise to Almighty God. Remind yourself constantly that there is a race to run and a victory to be won. Tell yourself the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. The struggle is real, but the battle is the Lord's. Tell Satan he's a loser, but you are not. My sisters, for your new beginning, make a resolve to build a better relationship with God. Seek him first in all things. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Remember this, he did not say in some of your ways, he said in all your ways. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in him with all your heart. Get involved in benevolence work. Be a servant for God. Look out for the elderly, the sick, the shut in. Get involved in personal evangelism. Never miss an opportunity to tell someone about Christ. Let us labor from the mass for the master, from the dawn till setting sun, not once a week, but daily. Make a resolve that when your labor here on earth is ended, you will be with Christ in eternity. My sisters, our spiritual lives require constant refueling. We must frequently examine the things in our life to see if they're keeping us from serving God according to his will. Let us watch our daily walk. We must acknowledge God in our daily walk. We must choose not to forsake him and follow our own passions with no thought of how God feels about our actions. If we so do, he will leave us. We would have sinned, and until we repent, we are on our own. Because as James says, in James 2, it says, God says, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. When we sin, we draw far from God, so then we are without him. Let us live blameless lives. My sisters, be careful to live a blameless life. Set godly standards for your life. Aim high. Do not settle for mediocrity. Be the best that God wants you to be. Your life will be a walking Bible. People read you daily. Let us clean up the exterior. What we choose to do is a reflection of what is inside of us. Let your new beginning portray a new you. Check the activities that you get involved in. Does it meet Christ's approval? Are you involved in all things pertaining to God? For example, prayer time, Bible studies, personal evangelism, encouraging those who have left the faith, be a mentor to another Christian. Are you excited by these things or do they seem boring? Check your fuel. Is it good gas or bad gas? Check your heart. Is it clean and clear or it needs some cleaning up. My sisters, let us clean up what we seek. Psalms 104, verse 3, David said, I will not put any worthless thing before my eyes. We must be transformed by the renewing of our minds and be not conformed to this world. Romans 12:2. Do not allow the things that will distract us to be the fuel, to be the first thing that we look at on a daily basis and stay focused on. Do not allow those things to fuel our lives. The things we choose to focus on and listen to can have a deep effect on us. The television, the phone, the tablet, if they are not being used wisely, that can be our major distraction. Put a Bible before you. Put a Bible. Let us have our Bible before our eyes, whether it's on our phone or our physical Bible. Read it daily. A chapter a day, I always say, keeps the devil away. Put more of your focus on God's word. Let this be our new beginning. Read and study God's word. We must allow the word of God to deeply affect our lives. Let us clean up our heart. Psalms 101 verse 4. A perverse heart shall be far from me. I know nothing of evil. Sisters, it is important to watch our hearts. That is, when we speak about our hearts, we're speaking about our minds and our thoughts. New beginning comes with new thoughts. The heart is the key because out of it flows the issues of life. Proverbs 4, verse 23. We all have issues, my sisters. But Proverbs warns us to guard our hearts because above all else, it determines the course of our lives. When you check your heart, refuel with the word of God, always remembering his promises and his rewards. Let your spiritual journey be one of prayer and praise. And when anyone asks you, why do you sing? You can happily say, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eyes are on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Let us continue to encourage each other. Hebrews 10, verse 24, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. My sisters, let us have hope. There's hope in Christ Jesus. As we go into this new beginning of 2022, let us be always ready to tell someone about our journey. Let us be ready to tell them about our mansion in the sky. Let us invite them to be with us in our mansion. And even during this pandemic, we don't know what the next chapter holds in our lives. But let them know that this train that we are riding, they say it is leaving for a place where I will never die. And the pilot will be my Jesus to my mansion up in the sky. I love to talk about my mansion, our mansion as Christian, because it gives me hope. So during this pandemic, we have lost a lot of loved ones. Christians and non-Christians. But I'm prepared to say, if I'm going, don't be grieving because I am leaving. And don't cry when I say goodbye, because there will be no grieving where I am going to my mansion up in the sky. My journey with Jesus will end my sorrow. It will heal my affliction. No more will I cry. I will be rejoicing while I am going to my mansion up in the sky. My sisters, if we are to ever make it in, if we are to ever walk the streets of glory by and by, Sunday alone won't do it. So keep refueling. Don't be like the five foolish virgins. Check your tanks and keep refueling as we look to a new beginning. I thank you for listening, and I trust that you would have heard something to encourage you tonight, and the lesson is yours.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Vivian, for a very powerful lesson. Before we go into our words of encouragements and comments, we're going to have our dear Sister Deborah Green give us a closing prayer.
Thank you, dear, and thank you, Sister Vivian, for a very encouraging lesson, very encouraging. Sisters, please bow with me and let us go to God in prayer. Our most gracious, loving, all-wise Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you have allowed us to see that was not promised to us. And thank you so much for giving us Jesus, who made it possible for us to be forgiven our sins and have life eternal if we are obedient to your holy and blessed commands. Father, forgive me of any sins that I've committed, whether in word, thought, or deed, that this prayer will not be hindered in any way due to my shortcomings. Father, I thank you for the gathering of the sisters tonight to hear a word from our dear Sister Vivian. She brought a wonderful lesson to us, Lord, and we're so thankful that you put that on her heart, that she could share with us. And I pray that we will share it with others and that we will check ourselves out to see if we're refueling our tanks, that we spend more time in your word so that we'll get to know you better and that we can live a life that's better, because we have so much to look forward to, Lord. Oh, we're so thankful, Father, that we can call you our Heavenly Father. So thankful that you call us your child. And Lord, I pray for all those in the world that don't know you. Maybe something can be said to them soon to help them come out of darkness into your marvelous light. And I pray that we can be the instrument that we should be in leading souls to Christ. Father, I pray for all of the sick, especially those in the household of faith and all of the bereaved, because we have many sisters that have lost loved ones lately. And I pray that you will be with them, give them the strength that they need as they go through the mourning of the loss of their loved one. Father, I thank you so much for all the blessings. Stay with us, Father. Stay with Lady Prayer Warriors, and that we may encourage each other and lift up each other and show love toward one another as we should. It is so, so good to have sisters that you can count on, Father, to to pray with you and pray for you, to come to you, because you said that we can come to you and lay our burdens at your feet. Father, I'm going to close now, but I ask that you be with each one that is on the call tonight. Surround their homes with protection from all hurt, harm, or danger, keeping them safe from the wiles of the devil that has gotten into so many people. Lord, I pray for this world. I pray for this sickness. I pray for this virus that we can soon be rid of it, Lord, if it be your will. But please help us. Help the ones that are suffering from this virus, and may they get well and not have any side effects from it. And may others want to protect themselves and their families if they have the virus as well. Lord, be with us through the remainder of this night, and I pray, if it be your will, we will all wake up tomorrow to see another day that you have made. And thank you again for our dear sister Vivian, for the wonderful lesson that she brought us. I offer this prayer, Lord, and I ask it and everything in the name of your darling son, Jesus the Christ. May we all say amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah, for that powerful, powerful closing prayer.
You're welcome.